That's why we're down here. We're not down here because we learned all our lessons. We're down here because he's given us more and more lessons to help us to get to a deeper place with him in heaven all the time. To be a better instrument to spread his light. And we say ourselves that we're perfect. What we do is we keep ourselves stuck. Especially if we took the cookie out of the cookie jar. And somebody's watching us take the cookie out of the cookie jar, and we weren't supposed to take the cookie out of the cookie jar because they were for the Sunday brunch. But we took it anyway. And then after we did it, then we lie. Then we stick a lie out there. We don't want to stick lies out there. We don't want that negative energy. We want to live in the truth. We want to be holy. And that lies our peace and our joy. We really need you in the Shepherds of Christ. You know that? I'm not here tonight to take a little rest. That's why I'm not going to be here on the 5th. But it's also another reason why I won't be there on the 5th, and I hate this. Because God says when I do a prayer service on the 5th and the 13th in the Sydney Rosary, he outpours tremendous grace for us to be able to withstand more suffering that we have to go through in doing this work. Greater grace to say yes. He is really giving us tremendous grace on the 5th and the 13th. And we have to thank him. Just like we still have to thank him that we're in this wonderful building here in Clearwater. And not take it for granted. And listen to the talking that Satan might do in our head all day. Well, I mean, you know. By the time you're 60, isn't that awful if that's all you're listening to all day? Is that or half the day? I mean, we just all have a lot of work because God wants us to keep trying to give that positive energy. To obey his commandments. To obey what we are supposed to obey. And Jesus teaches us that to his death on the cross, he obeyed his Father. There is structure. God gives us structure. He operates in structure. Whether it's the church or the family or whatever it is, his power comes down through structure. And sometimes some of those people may not have as good of an idea as we do. But we don't say, well, that's too bad now. Your structure is done. We follow the structure. In that, his power. If a person is not doing something that is a sin and they're over us, we are to be in harmony with them in helping another thing. This is another thing. You've got to think about this. If you grew up where there's tension, then that is what is familiar. So we may just think, there's always something I got to be working on. There's always something that's not right. There's always something. And sometimes we can project that feeling of irritation to an innocent person. Do you know what God wants? He wants one body, a community of people in love. But if you're used to this irritation and then you want to project it on one person, you can make them a scapegoat. Stick your tension in them. Blame it on them. Blaming comes out of the garden. And then say, well, all of us are united. But you're the scapegoat. That's not unity. Sorry. Unity means that we're all recognizing our gifts, doing the job that is at hand, not talking about others, but empowering all to do the will of God in love, in oneness. Community life is hard. That is why the nuns and the brothers and those living in community have almost dwindled to nothing in a world that is focusing as it is on being out for number one. There's a big lesson in the garden. The seeking of Eve to be like God, which is the breath of secularism. To be like God without God, as it says in the Catechism, which is awesome. We have this tremendous gift of the Catholic Catechism, isn't it? The world teaches us, even in the cartoons, if you look at the cartoons, you got little kids that are like not respecting their parents. I mean, right there, there's a big lesson. Against the fourth commandment. The fourth commandment says, honor your mother and your father. Then there's a bunch of cartoons out there where the little kid is smarter than the parents, and the parents might as well just go climb in a flower pot. The world teaches us in many instances to be dominant. For dominance sake against the structure. That is a weakness from the garden. In the line of holiness, and what is in heaven is a cord where there is one plan, sweet accord, the plan of the Father. Woo, and the orchestra plays. Woo. Complete obedience. Woo. What are we preparing for here below when God gives us structure? For the woo that is in heaven. You're learning to live according to the Father's will in love, which is how it is in heaven. In one accord, the plan of the Father. Not how the world is in many instances here below. That's your truth. Well, my truth is this. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, Lord. Yes to the commandments. Yes to the Beatitudes. Yes to pondering the words and the Magnificat. Yes to the scriptures. Yes to the church, thirsting after the Eucharist, thanking God for the grace to know the gifts that we have been given. I say yes, and in that I'll tell you the message of Mary to me over and over again is how many souls are being lost. The message of Clearwater. Because God has entrusted to us a mighty mission that is touching the whole face of the earth with the mission, the message that Mary gave at Fatima to spread the consecration to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, the importance of the Eucharist from the angel. Yes, Lord. And when I got that message for 6 weeks, said, feed the hungry. That's what's happening with the newsletter. Feeding the hungry, feeding the hungry, feeding the hungry with this knowledge of knowing how great it is to be so one with God. Living and dwelling in the pure and holy hearts of Jesus and Mary. Yes, Lord. I love you. In sunny weather or rainy weather, in suffering or in joy, as we walk through the rest of the days of Lent, we have to realize that God is calling us. Help me, please, to answer the message of the Virgin Mary on this 5th, and the message of our Lord to Father Carter, to spread the prayer chapters, to pray the prayers ourselves, to go to the Eucharist, and support the newsletter. We need you to hear the call of Jesus to be a shepherd of Christ, apostle, servant, handmaid, associate, apostle of the Eucharistic heart. And the new movement to read the catechism as a group, especially if you can get your priest to do it for an hour a week. Wouldn't that be great? Go an hour of the week if you can get the priest to do that. Or read it in your family. Read it to each other if you're married. Catechism teaches us about our faith. And the new ministry, H.A. Fides, Father John Pasquini, help us, we pray. Amen. It's up to you. Say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Don't ever shut me up. I'll tell you I'm not done. Oh Lord, you are the center of my life. I will always praise you. I will always serve you. I will always keep you in sight. Keep me safe, O God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God, my happiness. I'll play it if it isn't. I won't play it naturally. It is not. Oh God, yes. I can't help but saying yes. I mean, that is just it. What did Mary say? Did Mary say yes? Did she not? Yes. Ah. Here it is. I know whenever he tells me to do it, it kind of like shows up, thank God. This is a song for us at Lent, to say thanks to God. Even when we're tempted, Jerry, even when we're tempted to should be good, right? All that we have and all that we offer comes from a heart both frightened and free. Just think, I mean, I'll start to cry. I just can't help it. I can't help it. Think of the souls that are going into hell today. Don't we owe it to Jesus to pray for the priests, the church, and the world? The gift that God has given us. Just think of one soul. Somebody we love that could end up in hell. Take what we bring now and give what we need. But we can become so self-focused that we forget about being nice. We think that the soul and summit of everything was written how we are. And we remember the old jukebox message where we all came from these imperfect homes and then we all waltz in there with our record. And we have a fight for the jukebox. And then everybody is supposed to act like the Smith family, which is where I came from. I remember when I got married, my dad was always turning the lights out. This is more than lights. This is more than talking about lights. But my dad would always turn the lights out. And if I left the light on, he'd come in there, or one of the other kids, and he'd say, "Who left the lights on?" And to a little kid. It's like, "Oh, sorry, Daddy." You know, it's scaring me. Then I got married, and then my husband didn't like the lights out. "Why you turn all these lights out?" So it's like, "Oh, this little kid inside is still scared." "Daddy, I'll bet turn off the lights." And he's leaving the lights on, and I'll learn to be for not doing it. Yes, we all have the Smith in us, the Jones in us, the Ring in us, the whatever in us. Who knows what our record says? We all got our own, right? We run into the jukebox when there's a bunch of people in the room. Man, we're going to put on our tune. And we all got, you remember how those old records used to skip? If they hit a little dent in them. We all got some skips on our records, right? They say, "Oh, get that Ring record off of there. It's got too many skips." You say, "No, it's not. It's playing right." That's how I learned. And somebody has a fight for the jukebox, and then they stick in a Smith record. Wow, they're playing my tune. And then they're dancing, and they're loving it. They say, "Boy, we don't like that tune." So up comes the Jones, and then they stick their thing on there and say, "Get that out of there right this minute." Yes, God. All that we have and all that we offer. All of our different little idiosyncrasies and bad habits and things. And God says, "Hey, I put you all in one big pot down there on the surface of the earth. And you can do it." Like Dora. She says, "We did it. We did it. We did it." Yes, God, we're going to do it. We're going to pray and pray and pray for the priests, the church, and the world, and beg for your grace and go to Mass. And then we're going to say, "And God did it." Right? Yes, God. Comes from a heart both frightened and free. And a lot of our stuff just happens because of fear. Right? Dear God, help us not to be afraid, but to realize that you have all the power to do all that we can, that we know you want us to do, but to trust and to love you. because the very hairs of our head are numbered. Take what we bring now and give what we need. All done in His name. Everything done for the honor and the glory of God. Letting go of inordinate attachments when we hold on to things before God. And they say, oh, I'm really doing God's will here. And we're really doing our will there. Or we love somebody so much and then try to explain it away that it's okay when it's not a good relationship according to God's will. Lots of different ways that the devil comes in. Dear God, we ask you to help us to see you first, to know your love. And be with us when things are tough lots of times. Be with us and help us, because we're kind of weak down here. I love you this day. I am your ardent love. You wander, oh, so far. Your soul knows it is hungry for only my love. Yes, God, tell us the truth. You want to know the truth. You look so many places. You must come to my heart. Find shelter in my heart. My heart has all you need. Yes, God, yes. And so I pray, dear God, for grace. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, with all the angels and the saints and the souls in purgatory, I pray for grace for all of us. Ask that the blood of Jesus is spread on everybody in the movement, everybody touches the movement, Father John's life, anybody touches him. I pray for all the cardinals and all the priests, the 78,000 priests that are receiving the newsletter, that they will just get tremendous grace. I pray for the souls that are dying today, because we love them, God, and we want them to go to heaven. Please, God, hear our prayer and help us. And for all the other intentions on the prayer list and in the Shepherds of Christ, we pray. For our families, because we love them so very much. Dear God, hear us. For all the souls in purgatory and all the souls of the earth, and especially we pray everything for the priests, the church, and the world, the newsletter, and the prayer chapters. And all of our ministries. God, help us. Help the world to be the way you want it to be, God. Help the souls to go to heaven and help us to do it. Give us whatever we need to keep doing this work you've called us to. To keep this building in clear water for this purpose. To spread this devotion to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, and spread the newsletter. For anyone who hears me, please help us. Help us by praying the prayers and help support us. Because it is because of your answering that call that we will be able to do what we have been asked to do and have done for 13 years. Please help. And so we're going to end the song from Jesus. come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day. Yes, God, you are my precious little one. I love you, oh, so dearly. Close to me, my little one. I loved you to my death. Yes, Lord, I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. Yes, say yes like Mary. Yes to being holy. Yes to being a shepherd in the Shepherds of Christ. Yes to helping with the newsletter and praying the prayers. Yes, God. Because without you, we cannot do it. We need your help. Yes. Holy is his name. There's one song I need to do, and then I'll be done. But Jesus told me to do this. Oh, this? Two songs. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have borne my people's cry. Oh, who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will spare my light to them? Whom shall I send? Will you answer? Gonna sing so you can hear yourself singing. Do you hear yourself? Can you hear yourself? Let's start again. Said yes, she said yes, and she said yes, she said yes. When we do the seven sorrows and the Shepherds of Christ prayers, we really know that Mary said yes. She stood under the cross and she said yes. She looked into the face of Jesus and she said yes. She sang to us today. Souls are dropping into hell like rain. You help my precious children. For I stood beneath the cross of my son, and I cried for the little ones that would be lost forever. And she wants this song. We pray, Father, that the truth of Jesus will march across. world is we send the newsletter. We pray for this newsletter and all the priests. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. Has loosed his faithful lightning off his terrible swift sword. Yes! Are sticking on this drum part, but that's okay. Your singing was so beautiful, it didn't matter at all. Blessed are you, the poor, who trust for the Father with your lies. I haven't played this in a long time, but we could play a little bit of it just for the sake of the Beatitudes. Blessed are you, the poor, who trust the Father with your lies. That's better. For within your heart is born the kingdom of the Lord. Yes, blessed are you, the sorrowing, who know your Father wise. For within your heart is born the kingdom of the Lord. Let your the brightness of your life within, the peace that sets you free. Let your light shine for your nights and days. All will see the deeds you do and give your Father praise. God says, so you're going to say yes, huh? Good. So then I'm going to say this to you, because I know why you're saying yes. You're going to have a little fear. So I'm just going to tell you. Be not afraid. I go before you. Yes, come, follow me. Don't be afraid, and I will give you rest. If you pass through raging waters, in the sea you shall not drown. What a promise! If you walk amid the burning flames, yes, you shall not be harmed. Yes, yes, if you stand before the power of hell and death is at your side. Have you been there? Know that I am with you. were or not, he says. Maybe that's like some of us. Just stuck. Have we ever been stuck? Not us, as we have our hand in the cookie dough. And God the Father's looking around. Hey, you have two. You ain't fooling me. I'm seeing ya. I had to find this one, and then this is it. I'm sorry. This is the end. Right, Jesus? He says yes. And then he says, I'm calling you like St. Francis to help with the church. I want you. Even when the world thinks you're crazy or whatever it is, to help renew my church in my world. By praying the prayers and supporting the Shepherds of Christ. Sending the newsletter. I figured out the other day since August, we sent 315,000 newsletters. The first time out to the priests of this world. Imagine that. What do you think about that? Good? Make me a channel of your peace. Yes, God, help us. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Yes, God. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. Yes, God. And where there's doubt to faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Yes. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. This is for Sue Hicks' mother and all of us. Where there is darkness, only light. Thank you, St. Francis. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Did you even know that the animals were affected by original sin? That before that they were in harmony. Do you believe that? But they saw St. Francis and he was so holy that they just went from ferociousness, rah, 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 rah. And then they looked at St. Francis and he was so full of love that they just went, ooh. Oh, Master, grant that I may never see much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand,
yes,
to be loved as to love with all my soul.
Sing! Yes, God,
it isn't pardoning that we are pardoned.
Yes, if we want to be pardoned, we got to pardon too, right? We got to forgive
in giving of ourselves that we receive.
The world think like that.
And in dying to be born to eternal life.
Thank you, St. Francis, for those words of wisdom. We love you. Amen.